Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Shlosha Devarim Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Parta lefnei Chachamim v'kimu es Devarav. Three things Rabbi Lazar ben Parta said in front of the Chachamim, and they upheld his words. Al ir shehikifu karkom, on a city that was surrounded by an army, they laid siege on the city. V'al sfina hametavrefes bayam, or on a boat that was stuck at sea in the middle of a storm. Balayotzei lidon, or someone who is going to be judged, and and carries a sentence of capital punishment. Sheheim becheskas kayamim. So long as we don't have any more additional information, we assume that all these people in the city, or on the boat, or this person that's being judged, we assume that they are becheskas kayamim, that they are alive. Aval irsha shekavasha karkom. A city that the army already broke the siege, and they broke into the city. Usvina she'avda bayam, or a boat that was lost at sea, it already sunk. Vayotzi lahareg, or someone who was already judged and is now going out to be killed. So nosinat lav chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim. So we can neither treat him as a live person or a dead person. We have to be machmir for both. A specific example the Mishnah gives is Bas Yisrael l'Kohen, Bas Kohen l'Yisrael lo sochal b'truma. A Bas Yisrael to a Kohen cannot eat truma. Usually a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen can eat truma, but in this case, if the Kohen was in the city that was now broken into, so she can no longer eat truma, and that's a chumra for considering him as a dead person. That's Chumrei Mesim. A Bas Kohen Yisrael, she can also not eat truma, because usually when a Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael, she cannot eat truma, but once her husband dies, she can then return to her father's house and eat the truma. But in this case, we have to assume that he's still alive, and this Bas Kohen can not eat truma. Mishnah Hay. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael v'chala. If someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael and then gets sick and can no longer fulfill his shlichos to give the get to the wife, harizeh mishalcho biyad acher. You can still send it. This shliach can appoint another shliach and send it. And the second shliach could give the get to the wife. But if when at the time that the husband appointed the shliach, he said, when you're going to give the get to my wife, take this specific object that she has that's mine. So in that case, you cannot, this shliach cannot send another shliach. Why? Because the husband does not want his pikadon, his collateral, to be in someone else's hand. And we assume that when the husband told this shliach to take this object, he specifically does not want anyone else to have the object. So therefore, the shliach cannot appoint another shliach to give the get.